Hi, this is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. It's the holiday season. Not that that matters, because what I'm going to talk about today applies all year long. But the holiday season always takes me back to a time in my selling career that I was never very happy about. You see, during the holiday season, there was always this expectation from customers, physicians, people who worked in hospitals, that you, as one of their valued providers, was going to show up with a gift. Now, we all know how the rules about gifting have changed, and all I could say is, thank God. It was one of the most stressful things, all of these expectations, but you know if you sold during that period that it wasn't just around the holidays that your customers had all these expectations. It was all year long. You had to deal with bringing lunches to doctors' offices or central supply departments or who knows whatever, but it seemed like everybody had their hand out. They did not care whether you had an expense account or not. In their minds, you were a customer, they were paying you money via your commissions, and they wanted something out of it. So the wonderful news is, with the new guidelines that have come down from various sources, is that for the most part, these expectations are dead. And when I talk to medical sales representatives in the field and this issue comes up, the one thing they all say is, you know what I love about it? I'm glad it's over, because now the playing field is level. The playing field is level. From a sales perspective, that's a wonderful thing. If it was gifting, buying business that was unleveling the playing field, thank God that's gone. But if you're playing on a level playing field, realistically, that's probably not that good. What am I talking about? You need to unlevel the playing field. Yeah, you can't give your customers a bottle of wine anymore, and nor should you want to. But you can provide real value in other ways. You see, there was always this perception that the sales rep who was giving the expensive gifts, the lavish trips, that he or she was the one who was going to get the business because there was value in all of those perks. Well, they're gone. So what kind of value is going to really go noticed by your customers now? It gets back to the basics. Those things that your customers need to survive and thrive on a daily basis. What do they value more than anything? What's more valuable than that stupid bottle of wine that you used to give them, or that box of chocolates? Do you know what's valuable? Time. If you can show your customers how your product or service can save them time, that's value. What else is valuable? Money. If you can demonstrate how your product can help them to save money. Maybe they're saving money by saving time. Or perhaps you can even show them how they can make money by adding a service that they didn't offer before, a legitimate service that benefits their patients. The bottom line is, if you are consistently providing value to your customers, then the playing field is never going to be leveled, because your competitors as a whole aren't doing this. I promise you that. You probably have one or two really good competitors who are doing the things I'm talking about, providing that value day in and day out. But if they're doing that and you're not, is the playing field level? Actually, it sounds like you'd be at the low end. So don't be satisfied that you no longer have to go out and buy Christmas gifts and birthday gifts for your customers throughout the year. Instead, look for ways to provide value consistently, such that the thought of a level playing field is never really true, because you're at the top and all of the business is going to roll uphill to you. Thanks for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I also want to let you know, in an effort to communicate with you more frequently, I have started the Medical Sales Blog, and I'm posting to that blog right now 3 or 4 times a week. You could locate the blog by going to my main website, www.medicalsalestraining.com, and click on the Medical Sales Blog. blog. If you have anything that you'd like me to comment on, so you can comment on it, because what a blog is all about is interacting with the community, and you're the community, please let me know by sending me an email at mace@medicalsalestraining.com, or feel free just to go in and comment on any of the blogs, good, bad, or indifferent. I want to hear from you. And as you go forward in your medical sales career, especially now, always keep these words in mind. The patient always comes first. Have a great day selling, and I'll talk to you soon. This is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Bye for now.